Now we have the honor of being joined by Jim Tressel here on 92.3 The Fan. Jim, how you doing? Thank you so much for giving
well.
Us
what just a great
a few minutes.
Night.
What a great night.
Yeah.
How is it out there?
Beautiful. You know, just to see all the different categories, you know, the Courage Award and the high school athlete, the college athlete, and, of course, the Lifetime Achievement Award with Coach Yin. Pretty neat to see the city come together and recognize a lot of the things we have to be proud of.
There's a lot to be proud of, for sure.
Right?
We're talking to a lot of the people that we have to be proud of. We were just talking about Ohio State, which obviously is near and dear to your heart. When you see the season that they've had and you see the direction the program is headed, bring a smile to your face?
Oh, yeah. I just told a group the other day, I'm a Ryan Day fan. You know, what he's been able to do, keep building on the building blocks of the excellence at Ohio State, and he's a great recruiter. Obviously, everyone knows of his offensive capability of so creative. And then now one of my kids, Brian Hartline, is getting to learn from him and now be his coordinator. And, you know, it's just it's neat to watch him and it's a tougher time to be the head coach at Ohio State than it was when I was there.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's just so many more things involved in the situation, whether it's NIL or portal. It's a different world with the playoffs. The Big Ten's totally different than the Big Ten was when we were there. And I just think he's handled it like a champion. He's just poised. He does it with class. And I've enjoyed, you know, the interaction I've had with him. It's not constant because he's busy, and I'm busy as a president. So it's not like we're, you know, looking for things to do. But the times I've had a chance to interact with him, highly impressed.
The shift, the expansion of the playoffs that's coming. You know, you touched on the NIL situation. The Big Ten is evolving and exploding. It's almost like college football is becoming a battle of super conferences. Do you think that's good from your perspective? Do you think that's good for the game? And good for the student athletes, too. I guess that's more important.
Yeah. You know, whenever I've watched the evolution of things, I've always just kind of looked at it as, well, here's the changes. How are we going to adapt? And I've tried not to waste any emotional energy on whether it's a good idea or it's a bad idea or, you know, this or that, because, you know, to me, that's wasted energy.
Right.
So I think you have to assess what the new challenges are. I think the people that do the best job managing their rosters, trying to build a culture with a more transient group as opposed to a long-term group. The breadth of the playoffs is different than the BCS, you know, that we were a part of when it was two teams. But for years and years and years, I was a part of it when it was 16 teams in 1AA. But that was the rules of engagement, and you knew if you could get into the 16, now it's a new season. And a couple of the times we won the national championship, we were eighth or ninth ranked.
So I grew up in Warren, so I remember when you were at Youngstown State and you won the 1AA titles, I think four times, if my memory serves me correctly, and really built that program. And I remember as a kid thinking to myself, why doesn't the big colleges do this, you know, with like 1AA does? And I just remember how exciting it was to follow the team as it would go through the respective rounds. But now you're talking 14, 15, maybe 16 games with an expanded playoffs that these kids are going to be playing.
There's a lot of complexities to everything you talk about, and you can't compartmentalize them. For instance, in 1AA, we didn't have bowls to think about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And bowls have been in place for decades and decades. So when the NCAA was thinking about an FBS, well, what do we do? Well, hate to disrupt those cities, count on the tourism. And so that's a complexity. I think the reality of how long do we make the schedule? I was a proponent back in the 90s with 1AA, which is now FCS, to shorten the regular season and lengthen the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because the important part's the playoffs.
Exactly right.
The fun is the playoffs.
That is exactly right.
You know, so, but the complexity of it is. Athletic directors got used to the revenue of adding games. They started budgeting because they had extra money and hiring people and spending money on other sports and things like that. And so how do you go backwards and say, okay, in FBS, we're going to go to a 10-game regular schedule. We're not going to have any of those early games. Every game is going to be a conference game, and those mega conferences will make up this 12 teams, 16 teams, you know, whatever you end up doing. But how are you going to take care of that shortfall in the budgeting that you got used to?
Yeah.
And so, to me, it's so complex. Whatever the rules of engagement are, right now we have an NIL, we have a transfer portal, we have a playoff system, we have a changing landscape in the conferences, and so we're going to have to navigate that. I just hope we do a better job navigating that than we did decades ago when the revenue started going up and we didn't make good decisions in the leadership of sport and start sharing some of that revenue. And then we ended up with what we've got now, and we've got a problem. So I hope we do a better job thinking than we did decades and decades ago.
It's really tough. Jim Tressel joining us here on 92.3 The Fan. Last one. When you think of 2002 and number 37, what comes to your mind?
Dustin Fox. I mean,
well,
you know.
I mean, we all know Dustin very well here.
I mean, come on.
Give me the real scouting report on Dustin. Because I got a scouting report as a person, and I'll say I think a little scatterbrained at times, I think, is a good way to put it. Also incredibly sweet as a human is another way to put it. What is your scouting report on Dustin?
So since you said scouting report, I'll tell you this. I just had gotten hired at Ohio State, and my daughter was a senior at Boardman High School in Youngstown. And Boardman was going to play Glen Oak in the district basketball, maybe it was a conference game, I can't remember, but they were going to play Glen Oak. Well, Boardman had Terrence Dials, who ended up being a great Ohio State basketball player, 6'8 guy. Glen Oak had Dustin Fox. I was in Columbus. I called my daughter. I said, I know you're going to the game. I need a scouting report on this Dustin Fox because we're trying to flip him because he was starting to think a little bit of Penn State, you know, because his brother played there. And there's a change in the Ohio State staff. And, you know, when there's a change, you know, that people like get a little confused. And I said, I need a scouting report. So my phone rang, and it was my daughter. And I'm thinking, man, this is early for her to be calling me. And it was like 7:45. And I'm thinking, well, I know the game can't be more than 4 or 5 minutes old. I wonder what's up. So I said, yeah, Carly, what's up? She said, I got your scouting report on Dustin Fox. He just dunked on Terrence Dials. I said, we got to get that guy.
That's it.
If he's dunking on Terrence Dials, he's got some hops.
And that he does.
That
and then
he does.
Then he set a combine record one day
for
his hops.
Oh, no, he's a good player, good kid. He loves what he's doing. And
he's the best.
Yeah.
Very cool. That photo of him midair blocking that kick is still all time.
No, he could get up. He could get up.
No question. Jim Tressel, thank you so much for your time. We
My
appreciate
pleasure.
You as
thank
always.
You. Thank Alrighty. You. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff
Alrighty.
Right there.
Thank
Jim
you.
Tressel, 92.3 The Fan.